going home.
The Obama administration is trumpeting the departure of the last U.S. combat brigade from Iraq as a milestone. But 50,000 U.S. soldiers are to be left behind for at least 1 year to, quote, advise and assist the now 140,000 U.S.-trained Iraqi security forces. President Obama is selling the notion of a U.S. pullout, U.S. forces to be confined to 94 bases inside Iraq to help Iraq's fragile democracy fight off sectarian violence and prevent a civil war.
Our commitment in Iraq is changing from a military effort led by our troops to a civilian effort led by our diplomats.
But the Pentagon says not so fast. The 50,000 armed U.S. soldiers, down from 176,000 at the height of the Iraq occupation, will actually engage in military actions against what the U.S. military says is a resurgence of al-Qaeda and, quote, protect the citizens of Iraq, what the U.S. military is calling a stabilization force. U.S. military officials say there will be six so-called advise and assist brigades of U.S. soldiers remaining in Iraq supporting Iraqi units, and they say they will be involved in counterterrorism operations. And some U.S. military planners at the Pentagon are now saying that U.S. soldiers could remain in Iraq for another 10 years. Obama has said he intends to get every U.S. service member out of Iraq by January 1st of 2012. But regional analysts say that's simply not possible without Iraq descending into chaos.
Those 50,000 troops, or some approximation of that, are going to be there for a very long time. We've put a lot of money and are still continuing to pour money into building up a number of bases, at least one very large air base, several bases in and around the immediate vicinity of Baghdad.
Anticipating the vacuum left by the departure of some U.S. troops, the U.S. State Department is doubling the number of private contractors in Iraq to 7,000. So more American contractors are coming as some U.S. soldiers leave.
They're talking about creating a private rapid reaction force for rescue operations. These kinds of things fly in the face of Secretary of Defense Gates's moves to draw down the reliance on contractors.
In an interview with CBS News, U.S. General David Petraeus candidly admits the withdrawal of U.S. combat soldiers from Iraq, despite what his boss Obama is saying, is not the U.S. really leaving the country.
We're not leaving. There are 50,000 U.S. troops that are remaining in Iraq, albeit in a support role rather than in a leading combat role.
The United States, said one American general, is in Iraq to stay for a long time, even if, he added, we are in the background and in the shadows. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.